2 years ago today, the first COVID-19 case identified here in the U.S. The spread of the Omicron variant has led to a record 9 million Americans calling out of work sick this month, and it's only January 21st. That's triple the number from a month ago. Vaccine mandates, still a contentious issue, particularly for large businesses. But health officials say it is clear when they take a look at this Omicron surge here that vaccines remain very protective against getting sick from COVID, really sick from COVID. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Montgomery County Office of Public Health Medical Director Dr. Richard Lorraine says natural immunity after getting COVID will offer some protection, but multiple studies have shown protection from vaccines stronger.
I'll ask folks, have you ever had a cold? Obviously, the answer is yes. My second question is, have you ever gotten another cold? And obviously, the answer is yes. So the immunity does not last, or it's not necessarily transferable.
Dr. Lorraine says hospitalizations and deaths have not gone up with total cases like they have in the past. There was initially thought Omicron may be more mild, but Dr. Lorraine says there's evidence the vaccines are doing what they're meant to do in protecting from severe disease.
It's a little hard to tell, given the amount of vaccination within the population, whether it's due to vaccination or whether it's due to the inherent virulence of this particular strain of virus.
He says while viruses do sometimes evolve to become more mild, there's no guarantee, and it doesn't always work that way. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.